Welcome back to the Lowdown on Katy Perry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We have quite a few things to talk about since our last episode, which was just a couple of days ago. But so let's get right into it. My name is Michael. My socials are at MichaelPerry84 on Twitter and at Katy Perry Aesthetic on Instagram and TikTok. Now, biggest news, Katy has officially went permanently back to black. Now, you've obviously seen her Instagram posts, and you've obviously seen her, you know, have black hair here and there, and then switching back to blonde. Now, in the latest Instagram posts of hers, she posted a photo collection of photos and videos related to the Country Music Awards. Now, Katy did present an award at the Country Music Awards. She did go out and she dressed in this beautiful nude brown gown. But I think the most important thing to note is she has permanently dyed her hair black again. I'll soak that in. Katy has decided to permanently dye her hair black. Now, this is a huge event because obviously, everything going forward now with her natural hair, she will have fully jet black hair. And this is not something we expected to happen. The past 4-ish years since 2017, she's just always been blonde. And, you know, I think a lot of us just got attached to the blonde Katy, you know, like so many good memories were given with the blonde hair, her engagement, her, you know, pregnancy announcement was a huge one. The whole Witness and the Smile album were both blonde hair related. You know, we have a lot of great looks. So really, it was a little bittersweet when I saw that she had dyed her hair black. Now, don't get me wrong, black hair on Katy is one of my favorite looks, but I just don't know how I feel about it anymore now that Katy has changed so much as a person. You know, before she was, you know, the young, single, or, you know, rebel girl that, you know, the jet black hair kind of fit her really well. And then once she moved into, you know, her positive uplifting albums like Smile, when she went into motherhood, you know, the blonde hair also really fit her very well. I think eventually we'll, you know, get to see more hairstyles from her. But, you know, it's interesting, and I think a lot of people are glad that it's back to black because that's, you know, the classic Katy for them. A lot of the general public has reacted very positively. I just posted a TikTok. I don't know if you saw it, but pretty much it was just kind of like I used the videos from Katy's post and I announced that like Katy Perry has made a big change. And then at the end, it like flashes to like her new black hair. And that got 1,200 likes, 12,000 views so far, 19 hours in. So that one blew up really out of nowhere. And I think it'll still continue to grow because I'm still getting likes on it. What else? I think my biggest thing is it's just been so many years of Katy saying, I don't think I'm going to go permanently back to black. Or, you know, she said so many things and then, you know, out of nowhere, she's just kind of like, let's give them what they want. And to me, I'm like, yes, I'm sure a lot of people and a part of me loves the black hair, but we also want you to have what you want, you know? I don't want her to feel like she has to conform to have black hair because that's what everyone loves on her. You know, I feel like when she had her pixie cut, you know, everyone was saying like, oh, can't wait for Katy to have long hair again. I can't wait for her. Like, this is not like Katy. This is, you know, like Katy Perry has to have long hair. And then, you know, she grew long hair again. And then, like, she had blonde hair, though. And I guess maybe people are still complaining, oh, Katy's supposed to have black hair. And, like, that was a huge thing in 2017 when she completely changed from her signature black hair to the platinum blonde pixie cut. And people were really upset. And there was a whole set of drama around it because, you know, of some things she said. So, this black hair, going back to black hair, has been a touchy subject for Katie and for a lot of people. You know, like she said, like, I want to have the hair color that I want. You know, like, if blonde is suiting me right now, she said she's going to stay blonde. And then last year in 2020, around the time she was doing those interviews in India and all of those places, she said, you know, I don't think I'm going to ever go back to black. And then out of nowhere, she goes back to black. And we see, you know, we saw this building up before. We saw the play residency, her whole, like, headlining outfit in the mushroom hat was black hair. We've seen her just have so much black hair reincorporated back into her big promotion-type activities that I'm guessing, you know, either the people in her inner circle, maybe her record label, I don't know who, or maybe even just herself, just wanted to go back to black. And, you know, black is associated with her most successful eras. So is this a marketing ploy, or does Katie truly want to be the girl with black hair again? So it is interesting. Again, it's a little bittersweet for me because, you know, before I was so, like, in 2017, I will admit, I was so for her to go back to black hair, because I just, you know, to me back then it was like, oh, that's Katie's color. But over the years, I've grown very attached to the blonde hair. And I know it's funny because it's like, now that Katie has finally gone back to black, people are complaining that she left blonde hair. So I'm not complaining. Obviously, it was her decision. I don't think Katie would have dyed her hair back to black if she didn't want to, right? Because she does run her own show. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm excited to see. And it just kind of brings up nostalgia for me. Because when I see Katie with black hair, I don't see, you know, like, the new person she is today. I think of, like, 2012 Katie and 2014 Katie, and it's just weird to see her in that hair again, because we've just had so many years of just like a whole new persona of Katie and a whole new haircut and a whole new style of hers, of herself. So I think it's going to be an adjustment, but it is interesting, and I'm not mad about it. It's just, like I said, you just have to get used to it. But I know that she's gonna hopefully have something coming out within the next year. And I hope that if she has this black hair, maybe it'll help her gain some new grounds. One other thing I wanted to talk about was how Katie went viral on TikTok last week. California Girl specifically. There was a viral video and a viral dance that a lot of people were doing with California Girls as the audio for it. And a lot of people were doing that challenge. That one video got like 3.6 million likes or something like that. So a lot of likes. So yeah, there's a lot more California Girls. I think it even started charting on some song charts. So I think Katie really is getting back into like the public eye, the public, you know, the general population's, you know, like positive stance on her, since, you know, she's changed so much since the Witness era and she's grown. So I'm really excited to see what she does forward. Play, someone said Play is starting in like 7 weeks, and I was like, oh my god, 7 weeks away from the looks and the everything from Play. So even though 2021 is coming to a close, I think I'm still so excited for the future, and Katie has so many more things up her sleeve. Hopefully a new album soon. We have this beautiful Vegas residency that's coming up, where she said like the artistic and the whole show is just out of this world type show. So I'm so blessed and excited to see it. I'm so excited to see what, you know, she does, and, you know, just here to support her mostly. What do you guys think about the black hair? Are you guys happy about it? Are you guys a little bittersweet about it like me? Let me know. Let's go into a quick break and we'll talk about our next subject. All right, thank you guys so much for that break, and let's get back into the podcast. Now, something I wanted to talk about recently was that we have been seeing so much more Katy Perry in the media, on TikTok specifically. Personally, over the past couple of weeks, I've been seeing, obviously the first one, most mentionable one, is California Girls going viral a couple of weeks ago. As well as, like, I've just been seeing a lot more Katy Perry used for, like, smaller dance videos. I've seen them used just as background music for stuff. Like, it's just so cool to see, you know, her coming back into, like, what's it called? Mainstream. And now this is the one thing I wanted to talk about. I certainly believe, and I was talking with Chris, which came on her show the other last year, I believe, right before Smile. And we were talking about this, and I told him, I was like, I think Katy should get like a Gen Z to run her TikTok or to advise her on her TikToks. Because if Katy regularly posted on TikTok or was personable on TikTok and she was just like, you know, herself, and she did like dance videos or she did like cute little videos or something, and like regularly posted videos on TikTok and grew her platform on TikTok, I think she would get so much more in with the younger Gen Zs or, you know, the local crowd, just because TikTok is now where like most people see who people are, you know what I mean? For example, I didn't really know who Rosie O'Donnell was. Before she joined TikTok, she came on my For You page, and I'm like, oh shit, it's Rosie O'Donnell. And I started to watch her videos, and honestly, I really like Rosie O'Donnell now, because, like, what's it called? When you're personable on this type of app, people can see who you really are, they can fall in love with you, or they can, you know, like, I don't know if you've ever been on TikTok, and you kind of just start, like, following along with someone who likes to do vlogs, or I have someone that, like, I started watching during quarantine 2020, and, like, I just love to see their new videos. And before that, I would have never, ever known who this person was. So I think if Katy kind of focused on her social media aspect a little bit, I think she would actually, like, help her career a lot. Not saying that she needs to do something like this, but if she was interested in it, if she took a little bit more, you know, seriousness into her TikTok and her online presence there, I think it would benefit her a lot in the long run. Another thing for her would be, like, when she comes out with new music, she should make it accessible on TikTok so that people can use it. But not only that, she should definitely try to do an inspire, like, a dance trend or something like that, which we know is a huge, huge thing for TikTok. And we see so many, like, new songs just blow up on TikTok. And I think this would be something that would be great for Katy. And I think it's a marketing strategy that she should be using. And Capital needs to, like, start caring a little bit more about her, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, that's something I really wanted to talk about, because what's it called? Like, these marketing things, we don't really think about, you know, as, like, just regular fans. We just want to wait for the music. But, like, for me, it's, like, I want to see, like, the behind-the-scenes type thing where you see how they think of, like, okay, how are we going to promote this song? How are we going to get it out there? How are we going to get Katy's image more out there, you know? So I do, if anyone is listening, Katy, if you're listening, girl, please post more on your TikTok, because we love to see it. And it doesn't have to be a big production or anything. It can just be, like, you talking to the camera, talking about your life, even just, like, vlog videos, showing your day in the life, or, you know, showing some fashion, like, anything. Like, we would love to see it, and I think it would benefit your TikTok. Now, there's my message to the rare possibility that Katy could ever listen to this. Now, yeah, so, like, what do you guys think? Like, it's just, I think it would be good. That's all I can say. And also another thing I was adding on, I posted a video onto my at Katy Perry Aesthetic on TikTok account, and it was a video showing, you know, Katy's transition to the black hair, and it got like 65,000 views, which was a lot. I was very happy to see how far it went. And all of the comments were so positive. Like, everyone's like, yes, I love Katy with black hair. Like, just so many positive reviews. And I'm glad to see it, you know? Like, so I really think we should build her up on TikTok a little bit more. If you're a Katy cat and you're looking for something else to branch out to, if you have, like, an Instagram or if you have a Twitter, I highly, highly recommend just starting, you know, a TikTok account, posting good Katy content. If what I mean by good is, like, make your own edits or, you know, like start off doing like Katie's fashion throughout the years or something interesting you think a random local would like to see. Not just pure like, oh, like I love Katy Perry, because most people don't care about that. You have to captivate them with an idea or with a thought, and then it'll probably get bigger in my experience. And make sure you use your hashtags properly. Hashtags help your posts go through to more people. So yeah, that's something to consider. I think we should really, as Katy Cats, start getting onto TikTok more and more, because I don't know if you've used TikTok, but TikTok influences me a lot. And like, that's a little scary to say, but like, I've been influenced to buy so many things on TikTok. I see people have things and I'm like, oh my God, I would love to have that. And I go and buy it. Or, you know, music wise, you keep hearing a song again and again on TikTok to the point where you're like, I kind of like the song. Let me go listen to it on Spotify and add it to my playlist. So we really need to bolster more on TikTok and just promote Katy as much as we can in a positive light. Now, I said that because the other day I was on TikTok and a really big Katy account with like 50,000 followers, which is kind of a lot, posted the infamous, meaning famous for not a good reason, video of Katy back in 2017. We can see her with her short hair talking when she was asked if she would ever go back to black hair. And then she said something about black president and people were very upset about it. And this person posted that for I don't know what reason necessarily. Their thing was like, what was Katy saying? And I'm like, and I messaged them. I'm like, okay, you better be careful with this video because this brought Katy a lot of negative press back in 2017. And you're here posting it for likes and trying to get comments and views when this is a negative thing. We shouldn't be spreading something that like is gonna make give Katy any hate. Now, it doesn't deny, I'm not saying we have to blindly hide every bad thing she's ever said. I'm sure she's said stuff that we obviously don't want like everyone to know. But, you know, just to randomly promote that just for views and likes or for drama, like I look through the comments, a lot of them were negative and I'm like, this is not what we should be posting right now. We're trying to build up her persona back into the general public. We're trying to build, you know, everything back. We do not need to be posting videos that are going to retract from that. Or, you know, like I saw comments on there like, oh yeah, this is why I hated her back then. And it's like, don't bring that idea back into people's heads. Katy has changed since then. Katy has changed in her appearance, in her personality, the way she talks. I don't recommend promoting that type of stuff. So if you're going to start a TikTok, please post positive things about Katy. Do not post drama or something that we really just don't need in this fandom or need to be promoting to the general public. Because the general public, safe to say, and sorry to say, is kind of stupid. They'll see a random video taken out of context from anywhere in her life and they'll just start like not liking someone. So we need to be very careful with what we post on there. It has to be positive because our whole main goal should be to spread positivity and should be to spread, you know, Katy as a person and as an artist. So we should not be posting weird, controversial videos of herself from the past that will negatively influence people's ideas about her. Okay, that's all I have to say on this section. I'm gonna come back and talk in another section. I'll just give you guys a short break, but without an ad, because I love you guys. Okay, and the last thing I kind of wanted to talk about today, tours in 2022. Now, we all know and we've all felt that it's been a hell of a long time since the last major tours that were like 2019 or like in the early months of 2020. And now that we've kind of progressed a little bit with COVID, we have vaccinations, we have ways to protect ourselves. We see a lot of tours starting up and a lot of them specifically starting in 2022. Now, one major one I wanted to talk about was Olivia Rodrigo. I can never say her last name right. Anyways, so I know that this is mostly a Katy account, but because it is also a pop account, I did want to talk quickly about this because I think it's kind of interesting. Now, today,
Olivia Rodrigo announced her Sour World Tour, or I guess North America Tour. And of course there was excitement, and I was excited too. I love this girl. I thought her album this year was just amazing, and she's been nominated for 7 Grammys. So obviously she's got talent, and she's, you know, adorable, like a great songstress. The only problem was that her team decided to book her tour with venues that were quite small. Now, for example, in where I live, my nearest show is Toronto, Canada. And even though it has 2 tour dates in Toronto, the venue that she picked can only seat 2,700 people at maximum. And I bet with COVID and the regulations and distancing, they're going to be able to fit much less in the venue. Now, this to me is quite odd, because I would have never thought that her team would go for such small venues when it's, you know, Olivia Rodrigo. Even though she's brand new, I really do believe that it would have been smarter to, you know, grab a stadium, or not a stadium, but like a venue, for an arena type venue that can seat around 7,000 to 10,000 people. And, you know, obviously with those huge numbers of seats, charge a little bit less for, you know, give it more of a, like a price range, because obviously if you've ever booked a ticket, you know that anything nearer to the stage is a lot more expensive, and as you get further away up in the rafters, those are much cheaper. So a lot of people online today have been a little outraged and a little sad that A, either she is not coming anywhere near your city, or B, the venue that they picked for the city is so small that it's going to be so difficult to get tickets to the show. And this has definitely caused a little bit of an upset. I think Olivia has been very successful, and I think a lot of people have listened to this album and loved it. So I would be surprised if people didn't want to go out and see her, because she is a brand new artist. It's exciting. You know, we don't know much about her, but, you know, for her to tour, I would definitely go see her, you know, because I think once you see someone live, you learn a lot more about them. You get connected better with them. So that's one thing that I'm a little sad about for Olivia, is that the tour isn't bigger, and it's also a smaller venue size for most places. So that's one thing. I have registered to get the tickets. I'll update you guys if I do get any tickets. They go on sale in a couple of days, but I did do the verified fan, so hopefully I get some tickets. I was also looking for Avril Lavigne tickets, because she announced a Bite Me tour, and I was looking, and I got the pre-sale code. And I was looking, and prices were like, okay, they're not bad. And then once the general sale happened, I was looking at the seat map, and on Ticketmaster, a blue seat is one that's never been sold before. It's being sold by Ticketmaster. And a pink seat with like a cycle type signal on it means that it's being resold. And I looked at Avril's show maybe like a week after the tickets were like went on sale to the general public, and I'm not joking you, it's not sold, but it's also all pink, meaning that scalpers bought out a ton of tickets and are now reselling them for profit. So that's something that's a little sad to see, because I really wanted to go see Avril. However, I was kind of hesitant because I didn't have any friends that necessarily wanted to go with me. And the Toronto tour date is a day before I go on international travel next year. So I was just being, you know, a little, I wanted to think about it before rushing into it, because there's just a lot of stuff to consider for me. So when I did go back today to just check out, like, see how much sold, see what the prices are like, it's definitely more expensive now. And a lot of stuff is just being resold. So it's kind of sad to see that, because it means the show is probably not going to be as full as it should be for Avril. But, you know, it is what it is. I hope that, you know, Katie's tour, if that ever happens within the next, I'm not going to guess this year, but maybe like 2023, if there's a new album or something like that. Also, yeah, we might be due for a new album in 2022 or late 2022, because, you know, it's almost been next year, it'll be 2 years since Smile. And I'm guessing with everything in Capitol, they might be pushing for a new album a little bit quicker and not giving her such a long time between albums anymore. So that might be something interesting to see if that happens or not. And I'm going to guess if things are okay, she would go ahead with a tour. You know, Daisy's a little bit older. I'm sure she can come with her or, you know, whatever they figure out. So I think it's a little bit easier now for her to tour. So yeah, what are your thoughts about this whole 2022 tour scenario? So many artists are going on tour. It's not just Olivia, it's not just Avril, it's a ton of people going on tour in 2022. And I really hope that, you know, COVID kind of slows down, and it looked like it was kind of slowing down again, and then there you go, a new variant enters the ring. And it's just like, it's so disheartening to see it happen all the time with all these new waves. But, you know, we're making it through and we're just trying to survive, I guess. I really hope I can get some tickets to Olivia's show, because I feel like it would be a really fun experience. And, you know, if Avril still has some tickets for sale, I might consider it, but not until next year, I don't think. I like Avril, but I don't think I would be like 100% set on buying a ticket just to go by myself yet. For Play, though, I did buy a ticket for myself, because I'm so like rooted in Katie that I'm like, even if I go alone, I know I'm gonna have a good time, because I just love her so much and I love the music and I know all of the albums. But for Avril, I'm a little bit more of like a lighter fan, where I like certain songs, or, you know, I'm not like a stan or anything. So I kind of like want to be cautious with that one, and just, you know, maybe like a month before, if I'm feeling it, I'll buy some tickets. And if not, then, you know, it's okay. So yeah. Play is happening for me really soon. January 8th is less than like 40 days away, and her first tour date is less than her first date, which I think is December 28th or 29th, is under 30 days away. And we saw Katie actually send out some PR packages to a couple of notable figures, the most important one being Kris Jenner, posted on her story about the Katy Perry doll that she sent out that was dressed with her costume from Play, and invited her to be at the New Year's show with tickets. So that was interesting to see. Everyone's like, can I please buy a doll? Can I please get a doll? So I think the doll is really popular right now in the Katy fandom. I want one, obviously. They look amazing. I tweeted her to release them as merch, but we'll see, I guess. Maybe at the show itself, they might be as merch. I might grab one. So yeah, it's happening really quickly. I really hope everything stays okay, though, so that I can still go. You know, as for me, like, I'm coming from Canada, so it's a little bit of a journey. But if you're somewhere in the States, it's a lot easier. You can just drive over. So yeah, I'm really excited to go. I will document as much as I can. I will definitely be posting on my TikTok, just to, you know, document it for myself and for anyone that's following me. So if you want to follow me there to see those, I would love to have you. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. This episode was kind of recorded over a couple of days. I find that it's a little bit easier for me to do smaller segments at a time, and then it all just comes together into one episode. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all so much. Stay safe. Have a good day. Have a good morning. Have a good afternoon or night, wherever you are. And I will speak to you later. See you guys later.